Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My bestie is stuck on a guy. Hi, BTS squad. I have a dilemma. Well, actually, it's one of my bestie's dilemmas, but I and the rest of my friends no longer know what to say to her or if we should say anything to her. She's been going through a rough time, but this guy is clearly not the one for her. She listens to your podcast, so I'm hoping maybe listening to her story and hearing someone else's insight may help her see the light.
Can we pause just there?
Why do people like to use our podcast as an intermedium to get from one to one place? Like, honestly, can't you just go directly to the source? What's going on?
She goes in brackets, I pray. That's so funny. Anyway, cool. So here goes. My bestie, let's call her Liz, has been dating this guy, I'm going to call him Toby, on and off for the last 5 to 6 years.
Mm. On and off?
On and off.
Hey,
5 to 6 years.
That's a long time, boy. I know how that is.
She goes,
5 to 6? No, come on, it wasn't 5.
Who? 5 to 6 years?
5 to 6 years.
Okay.
How many years? Sorry, give me a rough time range. How many years?
I'm going to need you to connect the dots.
I already can't.
Sorry, I was
I have a question about that.
Yeah.
Is the person based in this UK?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I think I might know who it is, but we'll discuss after. Cool. For the last 5 to 6 years, honestly, I lost track after all this time. I don't even blame you because 5 to 6 years, bruv, do you know how many things have happened in that time?
Yeah, it's a long time.
Cool. They met at work and basically have not been able to stay away from each other. The guy seemed great, but had lots of red flags right from the start. Sorry, why do people do that? Like, the person is great, but has hella red flags. How can the person be great?
Maybe the red flag, no, but to be fair, for something to be a red flag, then it means it's red.
Yeah.
You know, because some people just say red flag. Some people say red flag, but it's like, it's a red flag that you can manage.
Yeah.
Do you know, there's some red flags that you can... When you look at your positives...
You might see it as a red flag.
Oh, for me, it's a red flag. Okay, I got you. Okay. My phone has logged to one second. Okay, cool. Has lots of red flags. The guy seemed great, but had lots of red flags from the start. He has a child and a weird relationship with his child's mother. Let's call her Becky. Toby currently...
What are you looking at?
You need to stop drinking that drink.
Honestly,
she needs to stop drinking.
Thing on the table.
Do you know what I mean? Just open her yash like that.
I'm so cool. Dumb.
Toby currently lives in Becky's dad's house with their child, but Becky does not live there.
Say that again.
Toby currently lives in Becky's dad's house with their child, but Becky does not live there.
So the guy lives in the house of the child's
granddad.
This is crazy.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. But Becky does not live there. At one point in the relationship, Liz and Toby decided to move in together in Becky's dad's house.
Hold on. Pause. Why would you want to move in to the house of your partner's ex-family? Does that make sense?
As the girlfriend.
Does that make sense? You know, I know people are trying to showcase that, you know, oh, we're unified, we're together, I accept them, I accept the, you know, the whole load. But surely living in someone else's house is a bit too...
Cost of living is a crisis.
You're dumb.
Cost of living is a crisis.
So you're telling me because of that, you should now go and move in there.
I didn't say that at all. I'm just saying that maybe Liz ain't got the money.
Oh, it's true though.
It's either this or on the streets, honey.
But so she hasn't got the money, but it seems like the guy also doesn't have money. So then nobody having to lean onto the situation. Onto grandparents. That's
tight. It's even weird that... It's weird. Mm. And the dad, the granddad is living in
mad.
The house.
Yeah, he's mad for accepting that.
The whole situation. I don't think
he's mad for accepting that. I'd just be like, sorry, it's only my grandkid that I need to look after. It's my partner.
Especially if my grandchildren's parents are not together.
Yeah. But maybe the daughter did something bad.
Okay.
Because since they've said now that he has a weird relationship with his ex.
But then
it could be that
the granddad has a good relationship with him.
Yeah,
that he's able to live in the house.
Yeah, because maybe the daughter's actually done something mad. You never know. Like, he might be like, you know what? She's done something mad and it's her fault that you guys aren't together.
Mm.
I still love you guys and I want my grandkid to have the best environment. Come and live there. I get that aspect. That can exist. That can happen. Mm,
that can exist. Mm.
So extend it to the partner, his new partner. That's kind of...
Yeah. I'm just kind of deep in my dad living with my ex-boyfriend and his new girlfriend.
That's crazy.
And your
and
child.
And my child.
That's crazy.
Talk about a blended family.
Yeah.
Anyway, cool. Toby currently lives in Becky's dad's house with their child, but Becky does not live there. At one point in the relationship, Liz and Toby decided to move in together into Becky's dad's house. They lived there maybe a year or two before Liz found out that Toby had been talking to other girls via social media. Right. I think there was also other signs of infidelity, but I don't think she wants to share them with us.
Sisters, we stand together.
Heal it, oh Lord, heal it. Heal the land. Heal it, oh Lord. Healing. Healing.
This world is evil.
This world is evil. It's an evil world we live in.
Honestly.
Where's the future? It's an evil world we live in.
Evil world.
Sure. Heal the land, oh Lord. Mm. Anyway, I think there were other...
Heal the sick.
I think there were also other signs of infidelity, but I don't think she wants to share those with us.
She shared too much.
Yeah, that's
what I hear. She already typed.
She has shared
that's
too
enough,
much.
Man.
You're already typing. The fact that you're typing, she shared too much.
100%.
She tried to get past it, but I would not stop. Wait, she tried to get it past. She tried to get past it, but it would not stop. So eventually she broke up with him, moved out, and even left the job they worked at together.
Hi. Okay, so this is the friend, right?
Yeah, this is Liz.
Yeah.
Since then, Liz has gone out with other guys, but still compares them to Toby.
Let's talk about that. Comparison, yeah, can actually kill. Because, no, it can.
Yeah, it's a thief of joy.
It's a thief of joy. Like, you're never going to be happy. And you know how we were talking about this with Cam when you came on the episode? Like, you will be in the relationship, and let's say there's 20% that's missing.
Yeah.
Then when you find someone else, like, that person could have, like, everything you need, but maybe that, I don't know, maybe it's that 20% or whatever it is, you're like leaning back to the old person, you're thinking, oh, but they don't have this, but you're forgetting that this new person has the thing you were missing before. And even more, but you're just so fixated on what you had before. You can't live a life like that, you know?
Yeah, like you said, comparison can actually kill because you just be thinking, oh, but this person had this and this person had that.
But you're not accepting the new person as a whole.
Exactly. And that person that you're even thinking about might have been mistreating you, but this new person is...
Do you know what it is? I actually don't even think most people are like, oh, this person had this or they had that. I think that is definitely an element of it.
Yeah.
But I think often people compare like how they felt like in the two different situations. Mm. And it's like, you need to remember that that feeling, that high that you had was only fake. Like 10% of your whole entire relationship. Yeah. And in 90% of your relationship, you were crying.
Yeah. But it might not even just be that. It might also be a case where it's like that feeling that you're feeling wasn't actually like,
oh yeah, now that real. You know now everything that you know,
it wasn't, at, you were living like a lie.
You were.
No, but it's true. I've been there, so.
Heal the world, Lord. Heal it. Heal the land.
Say, I was going to say as well, like, have you guys ever been in a situation where.
No.
Yes! Yes!
No, I'm joking. Go on. Probably.
No, you're like getting to know a guy, yeah? Mm. And he's ticking all the boxes, but there's just something off.
Missing.
There's just something missing.
He's cheating. He's a cheater. That's
no, it's not even like cheating. Just like, you know, because I'm asking this question because you spoke about like a feeling. Mm. And yeah. You know, sometimes when you're talking to someone, you want to feel, oh, I can do anything. Yeah. I'm on top of the world. This is the best time. Yeah. But if you don't feel that in the first couple of months, you don't feel like something's off.
Yeah, I hear it.
Do you normally know what it is, or can you not identify? Because I think for me, I can be like, oh, something's off. But I feel like when I really sit down and think about it,
you know,
I can figure it out. Yeah. It's just that I don't really want to say it out loud. Like I don't want to admit to myself that I'm shallow.
Yeah, maybe.
That was on my mind.
That's probably it.
It's like I don't really like his car. Or he doesn't have a car. Or a license. Anyway, let me carry on. So, since then, Liz has gone by with other. Has gone. Okay. We actually can't do it. Look at Beyonce fam. Anyway.
Oh gosh.
Since then, Liz has gone out with other guys, mm-hmm. but still compares them to Toby. She slept with him. Who? I don't understand. She's. Oh, okay. Sorry. I got ahead of myself. She has slept with him multiple times since their breakup.
Yeah.
She says they're back together, but they break up within a few weeks, days, sometimes even hours.
Ha.
Hours? How you break?
Nah, I break up within hours. That's
how do your friends know? Like, yeah. When you text them, oh my gosh, we're back together. Yeah. Sorry, I don't. I'm just joking.
That's crazy.
Like, you start a movie, by the end of the movie, you're done.
Not even a movie. Like, you go and wash the plates, you come back, and it's like the text message, and then the text message after that.
It's crazy.
Come on.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Cool. She also had a fling with his coworker, who he works with all the time. It gets worse. Despite having another job, she went back to the old job part-time and now has to see him all the time and the coworker she slept with. I think they are currently together right now, but
Sis, leave the job.
She goes,
what's going on?
I think they're currently together right now, but I'm not really sure.
Who's they? The coworker?
I don't even know.
Wow, this is just scatty.
I don't even know.
Why do people get with people at work?
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
Why?
Man. I don't get it, man.
Why?
Loads of people have done it, you know?
Yeah.
And I've never understood it. I could never. Sorry, I know we said we could never, but I actually genuinely could never.
I don't think I could do that.
I think there's a barrier that would actually stop me. Like, one, I don't even get too waved at these social events because I actually don't trust anyone. Yeah. Like, you know when you can be free? I just feel like us as black people, we can't be free. Like, honestly.
As black women at work, we can't be free.
Yeah, we can't. I'm so sorry, but.
We cannot be free.
Yeah, other people can. But, yeah, I actually couldn't get with someone at work.
No.
Especially in the same office and same team, that I have to see you. If you're on a different floor, if you're not even the same team, okay, fair enough. I rarely see people on another floor. Yeah, I don't even see other people in another team.
Sure.
Yeah, same team. Like there were, not my year, but the year below me, the grad scheme, it was incestual.
That's just crazy.
Incestuous, sorry.
Yeah.
Crazy, I could never do that.
Yeah.
But like, I work for very small companies now, so even more so, like, I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
One thing I hate is embarrassment and, like, my name and my everything.
Yeah,
just people tell your business. I hate that stuff. So I can't... First of all, I'm even the only black person in my company anyway, so there's no opportunity to even get with anybody. But in a situation...
Equality.
Still fighting. But yeah, when people are like, they got with like their coworker and they have to see them every day, I'm like,
Impossible.
Y'all be safe.
You're legit.
Okay. This next part actually kills me, yeah. Because you know when you finish bashing your friends?
Yeah.
She is a beautiful, strong, educated.
After all that,
you is beautiful, you is kind, and you is important.
That is so funny.
Okay, she's a beautiful, strong, educated, and really nice person and needs to stop going back to this guy. What do you guys think? P.S. I love your podcast. You guys are all so funny and empowering. Listening to you guys is like hanging out with my friends and having a good laugh. I hope you guys continue to grow.
Amen. Oh,
thank
amen.
You.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for that. But your friend?
Liz. Edja.
If you're watching this one.
That means please in Yoruba. Please. I'm begging you. Leave that.
Leave that the man. Leave the Toby.
There's nothing.
Leave the Toby's co-worker. Yeah.
Leave the job.
Leave the job.
You've done enough damage.
I hope that you're not still in that house living with Toby. Leave the dad, the granddad.
Leave the kids.
And the kids.
It's not your kid.
Yeah, man.
Leave
just
it.
Move on. This is a toxic situation. We've even gone away from the fact that the Toby and her and his baby mama, I don't even like calling their baby mama, mother of his child, are having a difficult relationship. Let's even start there. Why would you even put yourself in that position? Yeah. Trust me,
it ain't worth it.
It ain't worth it.
And when Tammy says, trust me, I trust him.
It ain't worth it. It ain't worth it. Trust me. And then you're now moving in.
Yeah, that's
like,
crazy.
You seem to be making a lot of bad decisions. Like, I like to give people benefit of the doubt, but it just seems time after time.
It's the last
for the last 6 years.
You had not hidden the target.
Don't kill me.
I had to give you the H factor. You had not hidden the target.
I'm so done. Listen, I don't know. I think obviously you need to leave the job, you need to leave the guy, you need to just leave everything behind and start afresh. Mm-hmm. That's literally what you need to do. But again, like we always say, it's a lot easier said than done. When you're with someone, especially for so long, like you do get that comfortability factor. Like you start to like think, okay, things aren't actually as bad. And like Sharon said before, things that us women tend to do a lot, which is we cling on to like the good times and we like hold that as like the truth. Like, oh my God, like things were so good back then. It can get back to that.
Yeah.
Honey, it's been 6 years and it's not been getting back to that. Time to remove yourself from that situation and bounce. But yeah, I mean, the fact that your friends are coming and messaging us, they obviously care.
Oh, yeah.
They obviously care. They, you know, and they really don't want you to be with this person. Not saying that you should do it because your friends say so, but having an external person look at your situation and give you insight about it sometimes can make it, like, and even probably you hearing it, like, you hear us talk about different dilemmas and stuff. You can hear when you play back what you're going through, it's not making sense. Sometimes you don't actually deep it when you're in it because you're just like, the time frame is so long ago. You don't put two and two together. When something's actually been consistent for so long and been consistently bad, honey, it's time to wrap it up. Time 100%. To wrap shit up.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah.
I'd say, like, I think if you haven't listened to, I was going to say last week's, but that's not actually the case now. A couple of weeks ago, we had a lady come on. Well, not come on. She sent a dilemma and she was saying that she's 27 and she's really sad because she's like, has to now start again. And like, my response to that was, by God's grace, you'll live a long life and you want to dedicate the next 60 plus years of your life to somebody who's actually worth your time and energy.
100%.
And I just feel like you've been in this situation for 6 years and the fact that your friends have said that he had red flags from the start, you've been in that situation for 6 years too long.
Yeah.
You need to cut it off before you're there for another 6 years and it's 12 years. Do you know what I mean? I just feel like you are delaying the inevitable and it's like a harsh truth, but it's the truth. And I'm sure your friends have probably like relayed this to you as well. And obviously we were joking about it, but the situation actually isn't funny. Like I genuinely feel like you need to let this go and like spend some time to yourself.
Yeah.
Like Beatrice said, a lot easier said than done. We've all been there, like all of us sitting here today. We've all been there. And eventually you thank yourself for it. Because you're like, thank 100%. God, like I left that situation.
Out there.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah. And then as well, you're not tied to him in any type of way.
Yeah,
like, he already has a child and his baby mama, mother of his child, is tied for him for life.
So much so that they're living in her dad's house.
You don't have to do that.
You have an easy exit. Please get out of jail free card. You have that. Please use it. Please use it.
It's true.
You don't have any ties to this person. Please run.
Yeah.
Please.
Facts.
Please.
Yeah, facts. I know I was going to say, even like when you said about the red flag thing, like, okay, obviously when you start with a red flag, it's bad itself. But sometimes some red flags can start to fade because situations can change. Over 6 years, you can improve. Ah, honey, it seems like the red flags are even extended.
Yeah. You're adding more.
They're multiplying.
No.
So
even with this dilemma, the red flag at the start
was different to the red flag at the end.
Brother, it's actually become the Red Sea flags.
Of flags. It's crazy.
Nah, please.
So, yeah. It's time to bounce on.
It's time to bounce on.
Yeah.
But, Thank you to your friends anyway, Sha. If there's an update, man. Please.
Please, send let us know. Please.
We love hoping that is good news, or.
Yeah, please.
Edja. I'm crying. But welcome back, guys. Another episode of the BTS podcast. You are joined by your lovely hosts, Beatrice,
Tammy,
and Sharon. Welcome back, guys. Good to have you. Is this where we now announce that we are? So, guys, if you didn't know, and if you're not following us on social media, make sure that you are. That's at BTSpod_ on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. That's where we make like most of our announcements and stuff.
Yeah.
But if you guys didn't already know, we're going to be opening for Past the Meerkat. On the 10th of December. We're going to be answering some of you guys' dilemmas live. We've never done that before.
Yeah.
So it's going to be super exciting. We're super nervous, but we're also so excited.
I'm not nervous.
Okay.
I'm not nervous.
She's staying on business.
Honey.
She's staying on
business. You know me. I could command the stage. You know what I'm saying? Okay. You know me.
You better tell them.
Beatrice about to push the mic and do a cartwheel.
Beatrice is no stranger to the stage.
Oh, honey.
If you ask her to wear white in church and start dancing at the age of 15, she'll do that.
Yep.
We
lift our hands in the sanctuary. Woo! We lift our hands to give you the glory.
We lift our hands,
to give you the praise.
And we will praise you for the rest of our days.
She was doing the thing.
Facts. You know, every single act, like performer, it was like, I started in the church, y'all.
Yes! Yeah, I started in the church.
My grandma took me to church.
For real. And that was my story, legit.
Yeah, that's so funny.
But yeah, no, I'm super excited. We obviously had them on our podcast. Honestly, like, I think we said it at the time, but like having them on, I haven't gelled with someone so like easily. Like, immediately met them for the first time, we were just like vibing. It was great.
Yeah,
so
it was great.
It's a good mix. But yeah, please. If you want to see us live,
this will be a trial run for our future show in the future.
Uh-huh.
But guys, the link for the tickets will be in our description box. Please invite your friends, invite your family, bring your kids, maybe not bring your kids, but please make sure you come and support us. It'll be a chance to even meet us. We're not straight. We see so many people the last couple of weeks.
Yeah,
we're very
legit,
friendly. You can come
legit.
Up, say hi. Do you have a dilemma? Maybe you can ask the dilemma. We can answer your dilemma in person.
Get out. We ain't doing that.
But yeah, I think it'll be a good opportunity to ask for us to get, kind of familiar with the stage. Yeah. Maybe not Beatrice, she's already ready. It'll be a good way for us to kind of get, into that little scene and stuff. So I think it'll be really good for us. But
we are excited. I'm a bit nervous. I had a dream about it the other day and I fell over. But anyway.
Sean always has a dream about falling over. I feel like even in your graduate, I'm going to fall over. I'm just like,
I'm just always scared about falling over. But anyway, guys, please come and support us. Like Tammy said, link is going to be in the bio.
It's the O2 Shepherd's Bush Empire.
O2, London. For our audience outside of the UK, don't worry. We're coming to you soon. Don't worry.
Facts.
2024, we're about to be everywhere.
No, we outside.
We outside.
I just wanted to make sure it's the 10th of December 2023. Don't think it's in 2024.
Yeah,
so it's only a couple of weeks.
Yeah, legit. Make sure you guys got your tickets. Links will be in the description below. But anyway, as you guys know, time for different segments that we discuss. So first one is going to be rating your week. So if you don't know, get to know. We basically like rate our weeks out of 10. And yeah, just basically see how each other are doing. Don't know which one of you wants to go first.
I can go first.
Yeah.
My week has been a 10.
Woo!
10.
That's the first time we've ever 10. Had on the
yeah,
show. 10.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry. I've just realized where you were. Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah, I was like,
yeah, so it was my brother's birthday this week. So he gathered,
congregated
those of his friends.
Accumulated.
18 of us that went to Morocco for about 4 or 5 days, I think it was.
Yeah.
And honestly, we had a time.
They looked lit.
Yeah, looked
we
good.
Had a time.
You didn't snap as much as you normally do.
I did on my not on Snapchat, but yeah. I did I did snap on my Instagram, but not as much, as I usually, because I was too busy enjoying.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So like went quad bike, first time ever quad biking.
Oh really? The first time?
How was it? I thought it was so good.
Yes.
I had so much fun because, you know, sometimes I'll get a bit scared of these rocks.
I know you. When we talk about like going away or like just doing like activities, Tammy's always just like, please, chill.
Because I'm just scared. I'm scared of falling off. I'm just scared of it.
It's not as I don't know how to explain it, but there's a subtle like, adrenaline that needs
to be. Because people be like, oh yeah, quad bike and jet ski. I'm like, that's all fine, but it seems I can fall. like people say it so casually, something that you just hop on and then you're just
doing. No skill required.
You're just going. And I'm like, wait a minute, I need a lesson. I can't just be going out and just be doing that. Quad biking for the first time, had the amazing time.
Yeah.
It was like 2 hours of quad biking. So we went somewhere, went another place, drank tea, got back on the cocoa again, saw a cat, had a good time. And then my brother booked like a villa. Villa was so, nice. It was big.
Were you sharing?
Yeah, it was just me and my friend in a room, and every room had a bathroom.
Lovely.
So it wasn't any like, you only share with the person that you share in the room
that's
with.
That's so good.
So yeah, they had a pool, on-site staff cooking food, breakfast, lunch, dinner, whichever you
want.
Shisha.
Love that.
There was taxis that kind of came with it. So if you need a taxi, you just tell them. Oh, we need a taxi. Yeah, it was good.
Nah, man, we gotta do a little trip. You know, man, we gotta do a little trip.
We went to Nobu, like a rooftop on Nobu Hotel.
Lovely.
It was such a good trip.
When I asked you, like Morocco, Dubai. Do you get white people now?
Someone also DM'd me, like one of my friends, and she was like, oh, can you like give a review on like how Morocco is?
Yeah.
And I'll probably definitely do that, like separately on my Instagram as well. But what I would say is that it's actually really good if you go with a group that is kind of like on anything.
Mm.
And I think it's good for a big holiday.
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't go with like a significant, I don't really think I'd go with a significant other. I think I'm more likely to go to Dubai than Morocco.
Mm.
But for like a friends, big group, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Morocco is really, really good.
Mm.
And the thing is, we're only there for like 4 to 5 days. So it's not far. It was like 4 hours. It could be a flight.
Yeah.
But honestly, really good. I would go again. I know a lot of people be like, oh, I wouldn't go. What I would say, the food, like, because obviously I said that we had like on-site staff.
Mm.
Sometimes the food was a bit hit and miss because it was like traditional, some Moroccan stuff. But even then, like, I didn't really eat, and it's fine. And when we went out, like I said, we went to like different places. So it was absolutely fine. But really, really good.
But did he organize that by himself?
Yeah.
Fully?
One of his friends stepped in, but like he found the villa. He did
well
everything.
Done, man. Big up,
So happy birthday to my brother.
Happy birthday, brother of the pod. We love to see
it. Man, we love it. Oh wow, 10. That's fantastic.
Yeah, really, really good. Like
I love that.
I didn't know I needed that holiday until I was on it.
Yeah, it was good. What about you, Sharon?
Can I remove this week and just do last week?
Okay.
Yeah, I would give it a 10 as well then.
Okay.
Without because when I got back from Nigeria, and I tell you, these last few days, I have been fighting for my life. Mm. You guys can probably hear it in my voice, like, boy. Anyway, Bitch and I went to Nigeria for our friend's wedding. It was like a very, I don't want to say impromptu, but it was kind of impromptu.
Yeah.
Because we had already kind of established that we weren't going to be able to make it because we were like, oh, it's going to be so expensive, retete. But we ended up using our credit card points to go. So we only had to pay for tax, which was good. So we paid like 300 and something or something like that. Yeah. And it was actually really funny. Oh, we already told you, but like we got on the flight and we were sitting. Basically, when Beatrice and I go away, Beatrice will always book me a window seat because that's my favorite seat to sit in.
Mm.
So she'd already been like, oh yeah, I've booked us a window seat. So I was like, okay, great. So we get into our row. I sit by the window. Beatrice sits in the middle and then another girl sits on the aisle.
Yeah.
Mm. One uncle comes and he's like, yeah, sitting in my seat.
Mm.
We were all just looking at each other. And then she turns and she goes, ah! Oh my gosh, I just deeped who I'm sitting next to. Oh my gosh, you guys have a podcast. We were like, we are still on the tarmac. As in like, you know, like the bags aren't even all on the plate. Yeah, do you know what I mean? And it was funny because I think when we were boarding, you were like, I wonder if anyone will notice us in Nigeria. And it was really jokes because obviously we sat down and like, the girl was like, oh my gosh, no way. Anyway, so then
he's like, he's trying to tell me that his seat is my seat.
And we were
like, what? That's so strange. Anyway.
We were going to give it to him.
Yeah. So we got up and then we were like, okay, yeah, like take this. And he was like, actually, one thing, what I can do for you is that if you like, I can sit in the aisle and you can enjoy those two seats.
Right. So were you in his seat?
No. Then I was like, oh, thank you so much. And yeah, I sat down. Thank you. The plane, like, you know when all the screens come on?
Yeah.
Come on when the pilot
so
starts.
So I'm like, I'm looking at the screen number and I'm like, we're in the right seat.
We're in the right seat. And he probably clocked, but instead of him to be like, oh, sorry, I made a mistake. He's like, what I can do for you? And I was like, this is just the epitome of Nigeria. Like, instead of just apologizing, you'll be like, oh, what I can do for you is. Like, no, what you can do for yourself is sit in your seat.
Yeah,
legit. Anyway, cool. So yeah, got to Lagos and stuff. Our friend Caduce bust
ass. No, a massive
really? What happened?
When we stepped off the plane.
Let me explain. Okay, need to take it in terms of the camera doesn't switch too
Okay,
much.
It's true. So when you land in Nigeria, if you've been to Nigeria, the queue, the queues
two hours, mad.
Like you could be there for an hour
to go through immigration,
right?
Yeah.
Our friend was like, don't worry, listen, you guys are sorted. He messaged us before we left. Like, send me a picture of what you guys are looking like. Just take a picture. This is what you're wearing. When you come out, it's patterned. You'll get through. So we're thinking, even my head, I'm thinking, okay, thank you very much, but we'll see.
Let me start messaging him now.
No, legit.
Because me and my brother are coming together.
When we stepped off, no word of a lie, one person just said, we were out there within 5 minutes. Within 5 minutes. Oi, I felt executive.
It was honestly quicker than Heathrow immigration.
It was so quick.
And do you know what kills me? It's because the last time when I went to Nigeria, I went with my mum, stood in that queue for hours. I'm not even joking. I think it was like minimum 2 hours.
Yeah.
Hey! Yeah. Anyway, Caduce.
No.
Not even just that. He bust us for the entire trip.
Oh my God.
Shout out Joshua, the driver.
Yeah, his driver. Nah, I was messaging him now.
Do you know one thing? Yeah, because like Caduce, it's true now. Like, you know yourself, yeah? You're not always the most punctual person.
Yeah.
So as soon as, before we even, like, got off the plane, I switched my sim straight away. Because I was like, I do not want to be waiting outside in these streets for Caduce. Like, that's not where you want to be. Like, Lagos, Mutalata, Hotel, Airport. It's not where you want to be.
It's not where you chill.
It's not where you chill,
You don't get coffee. You don't get nothing.
No, there ain't no meetups there.
You want to go straight into your car and be out of there.
Honestly.
Brother. Anyway, because there's anything for the boys, guys come like flies, bro. Anyway, so I text him as soon as we land. And I was just like, we've landed. He was like, cool. I was like, where are you? He was like, I'm in the car park. I said, wow.
Fantastic.
Bearing in mind, this is like 5:30, 5:45 a.m.
He came correct.
Nah, he came honestly, shout him out. Like,
thank you.
Nah. Yeah, thank you so much.
God bless you. But anyway, we were in Nigeria for a total of like 6 days.
Yeah.
It was such a short trip.
But
we squeezed.
Hey!
Beatrice!
Hey!
If I could shake your hand.
Hold on. No, we squeezed a lot into that trip. Like,
really?
What?
Yeah, no.
And because the wedding had a, it wasn't just like, okay, try
it. It was like
a full on itinerary.
It was literally like a destination wedding.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's some weddings in Nigeria where they're, oh, you only come for the tradition and the engagement.
Yeah, but no,
it looked like they accommodated for a destination wedding.
Yeah, because
I'm sure a lot of people
came
flew
from the
in
UK.
From I think some people forget when you go to Nigeria, it's actually a destination
wedding.
Even though we're Nigerian, sorry, me coming to your wedding that I'm coming, I live in the UK, is a destination.
Facts.
So they treated it like a destination.
It was so lit.
It was just nice because like also it was like everyone our age, like it was just lit. Also the bride and groom are lit.
They're
like,
just amazing.
You
like,
can't have a bad time and be around them. It's impossible.
Yeah, it's impossible.
Like,
so impossible.
And also it's like when the bride and groom set pace, like you have to follow.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
They're always on a vibe. So you can't be standing there like
looking
around.
At bread, like, are you okay?
Yeah, you must be mad. Yeah,
but
no,
it was so fun. We had the best time. The hotel.
Lagos Continental.
Lagos Continental. Give it up. What's the cleaner's name? Emeka.
Imo Kwenu.
No,
Nah, Lagos, because do you know why this is so it means near a lot and dear to our heart?
Yeah.
So last time we went to Nigeria.
Oh,
yeah. Last time we went to Nigeria, this was the tail end of COVID, but it was the beginning of Omicron.
Yes.
COVID.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Brother, I think I'd barely been in the country like 3 days. And basically, like, our friend who we meant to stay with had COVID. So we had to get a hotel last minute.
Yeah. Don't even say that.
That hotel?
From the time we went to go and do breakfast, and the breakfast has, you know,
Idris, you're even talking about breakfast. Do you not remember the first room when we tried to...
Oh, yeah, please don't do that. Let's talk about that. But there was one time we went to go, they said, oh, we had breakfast. I'm thinking, okay, cool. Went to go and do breakfast. Tell me why. We looked, there's just like serving, you know, the serving dish where they have the fire underneath, those things.
Yeah.
We just opened it and it's just one expired yam. And I said, yeah, this is not it.
We didn't even enter that place again.
No.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And even like the shower was dark. Like, everything was just...
The room... Wasn't the room dark as well?
Yeah.
Everything about that hotel was dark.
Dark.
But Lagos Continental.
Nice. No, it's lit.
Guys, I tend to order room service like a bit when I do travel, but like the room... The quality of the food.
I could live off the room service.
Okay, but how much was it though? Was it expensive?
It's expensive for Nigeria, for sure.
For Nigeria, but if you were for a holiday.
No, it's not expensive.
No. Okay.
No, it's a standard. And for me, like, I would stay there again without a shadow of a doubt.
Oh,
like,
100%.
It was phenomenal.
Okay.
Phenomenal.
Breakfast. See y'all next year.
No, facts.
No,
breakfast was 11 out of 10.
Yeah. Like, breakfast was, oh my
God. I saw the pastries.
Hey. The crepes, the pancake.
Somebody that's lactose intolerant.
I was eating it, bro. Are you dumb? Nah, that hotel, crazy. It was so good.
Nah, it was so... And you know what's so funny? So the first day at breakfast, yeah, we're eating. I look up and I was like, is that not my pasta?
Yeah, her pasta was there.
It was so...
From London?
Yeah. Oh my God. So funny. Pasta. Yeah. Anyway, so he was there with like two other people from my church as well. So I went up and he was like, oh my gosh, Sharon, no way. No, no. So I took a picture of us and I sent it to my family group chat. My dad was taking long to like respond. Mm. So I called him and he was like, oh, hey, you okay? And I was like, yeah, can you look at the group chat? And then he opens it. Oh my goodness, no wow, this has made my day. But yeah, anyway, Lagos was lit. Yeah. The wedding was lit.
Yeah.
Our friends were lit. Like, it's always a good time seeing our friends. Yeah, like, they take care of us.
I think you were even there with one guy I know called Beverly.
Was she part of the wedding?
She might not. She was at the
beach
thing.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what
she watches the pod as well.
Oh, okay. To be fair, that day was
she might not go. She might not have told you her name is Beverly. She might have told you her Nigerian name.
Oh, okay. She might have introduced herself.
Yeah,
to be fair,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
There were a lot of people's names to remember, but
oh, that looks. Yeah, hold on. Yeah, this guy looks familiar.
But yeah, it was just a really fun time.
Yeah,
like, I had a really good time. It was nice to see all my friends as well.
And then they did the surprise for you at the restaurant.
Yeah. Everyone's been coming through, man. You listen to what somebody said. Continue with the celebration.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
And so
like,
much.
Everyone that came up to us as well in Nigeria.
So many of you.
Was it that many?
No,
Tammy, you don't understand.
I don't think it's like, even when we went to the club, people staring and they came up. So I was like, oh my God, I was looking at you like, I would have, and I remember the podcast. Like, so many people stopped us. Really, really appreciate you guys. It's good vibes, man. Really good vibes.
So, what would you rate your week then?
Because of that trip. Yeah, for sure. Like, that trip was a 10, for sure. After that. Yeah.
It was just downhill, quite steady. We are getting sick.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
I was going to say the noticing thing as well. Sorry. The noticing thing when I went to Rema. Sometimes you forget. Sometimes, like when we come here and we record and we shut down the lights and the cameras and the mics, sometimes you actually forget that.
People actually watch you
and you'll see 10,020. Yeah, you see that, but it doesn't actually register in my mind that that's how many people are actually watching. I'm telling you, I was even running a little bit late for Rema. Yeah, I parked my car, so I'm rushing. You know, from
did you park
in
car park one,
car park two or three. I think it was around. It was even great because you know, on the day of an event, a car park is £37. Yeah,
yeah.
I saw that car park one was closed. I think it was full. So I went to car park two and they're like, oh, it's going to be £37. I said, cool. They gave me the ticket. Once I returned from the con, told me that the parking was £14. I said,
oh, fantastic.
That's girl mass because I saved money.
Yeah, facts.
So yeah, as soon as I parked my car, I was rushing because I had to go and meet sober. Mm. So I'm rushing. By the time I put my left foot on the concrete of the O2, like as in stepping from the car park to the thing.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love your park. I said, what? Like, they were even trying to arrange their shoes.
Nah,
they were even trying to arrange their shoes. Like, oh, and then the next thing you know, she was like, oh, oh my God, I love your purse. Oh my God. Fam, so many people.
Yeah, appreciate it.
I'm telling
man,
you, the security guard that was letting me into the standing, because I got my ticket on the day, right?
Yeah.
Let me into the standing. He was like, ah. Because they were trying to take away Sober's perfume. Mm. I'm drinking, when have you ever taken away small perfume? It's not like a big perfume. Mm. And then the uncle was like, ah, calm down, dear. Like, baby, what's good? Like, calm down. Mm. And he was like, ah, Whittle. Your face, it's looking familiar.
I feel like ever since that Tunde Ednaught repost,
honestly, we the have a lot of Nigerians. They're like, ah, wait. He was like, ah, wait, your face is looking familiar.
Don't
and I was like,
me.
Oh, I have a post. She's like, ah, yes, you've been telling men to, he was like, you've been telling men and you'll be crucifying men. I shouldn't even allow you into this concert. Then one other guy, he came out from there, yes, we should let her in. I'm like, I had to run into the thing.
Yeah, crazy.
Just actually, just as you described that, that just reminded me about when we went into the lift in our hotel.
Oh, yeah.
And then the auntie was like, do you guys have a podcast?
Yeah, she was looking at me from one corner.
Yeah.
And I was just looking at her. But me, I can just look at her. Yeah. And then she's like, sorry, do you have a podcast or something? I was like, oh, yeah, we do.
She's been saying that. And then we leave. Yeah, their podcast is so funny. She's still talking about it as the lift doors are closing. I'm
gosh.
That's so jokes.
too funny, man. No, but I appreciate all the love and support that you people are. Yeah, really, really.
They're doing the do.
Doing the do.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So next segment quickly is the song of the week. So each week we add a song of the week to our Spotify playlist. And also, guys, we have revamped tour. We have left Linktree. Hey!
We're stepping up. Money's going up.
Hey!
One thing about me, I'm going to make a song. We're stepping up.
Hey! Facts. But yeah, now we've got a new link. So it's a Comey link. Shout out to them for allowing us to use the platform. So you can basically go onto that and you will see the links.
Everything about us.
And you will see the links
everything
to the
clean,
Apple
Nice.
Everything clean and nice and good. But you'll see the link to the Apple music playlist. You'll see a link to the Spotify playlist. So yeah, time to add songs to the song of the week. Since Sharon's smiling so much, go ahead.
I'm not smiling.
You're smiling every time. Smiling from year to year.
Okay. Boy. Well, the first song I want to add is by Jessie Wu, who listens to our podcast.
Oh my God, yeah. Shout out to Jessie Wu.
Always showing love. Every week.
And the thing is, though, she probably doesn't even know, but like every time you share like our stuff, people end up sharing your story or whatever it is
to
our account. Yeah, yes. Like, oh my gosh, like she's talking about you guys. Like,
Jessie Wu, I remember you when you were on Real House. Love and Hip Hop Miami. And I loved you from that. Even though that show is so toxic.
Yeah, facts.
You rose above the toxic. You rose. And you, Sam, you're doing the thing.
Yeah,
I love
facts.
You, girl.
No, legit. She's so funny. She's so funny.
And also, another time when I saw her was, I don't know if you guys will know this show called The Grapevine. You see on YouTube.
It was like a back chat, but like it was
US.
It was like US.
It was really good. I'm so sad they don't have it anymore. I don't know why.
I think one of the girls that founded it, she sadly passed away.
You're so right.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, you're so right. I used to love.
I think her name was Aisha or something.
Yes.
I think,
yes. Oh, wow. So well spoken. She literally always articulated herself so well. Like, you know, when someone's speaking, you're like, yes, that's exactly what I meant. Like, she always,
rest
that is actually
peace.
So rest sad. In rest in peace. In peace. But okay, the song I'm going to add to the playlist is Relem, which is a new song. I've been seeing it on your stories, girl. And I've been loving it. I've been listening to it myself. So I'm going to add that.
Love
and
that.
And the other song I'm going to add is, obviously, I was in Lagos for a week. I have to add Shally Poppy to the playlist.
Oh, that was my... Let me see which one you're adding, because I'm adding a Shally
Poppy.
I'm
going to add Ex-Convict.
Okay, it was not going to
be that. I'm going to add Ex-Convict. And you know me, I can't. I got to give you a third.
Oh, Lord. Playlist is full.
Boy, legit.
The last one I'm going to add is Guess by Lucky Day.
Okay, I've been fair enough.
Loving that.
I will, but you go ahead.
Okay, the first song I'm adding is Crayon and Aya Star, Ngozi.
That's a good one. That's a tune. That's
they performed it at Rema because they came out and they did their Maybe More Than More, and then they did Ngozi Fam.
Yeah,
I didn't know I loved that song as much until, because sometimes you know when you need to hear a song live.
That's what happened with you and Chris Brown with Heat.
It made me redeep the fan. So that song, and I'm also gonna add the Shady Poppy song, but this is Shady Poppy featuring Odumo Black, and it's called Cast.
Good tune.
That song was playing throughout Morocco. Don't cast.
Both you and your brother had it on your story.
Yeah, we were playing that, like, because the villa as well has Sonos.
Yeah, okay, nice. So it was speakers all throughout.
As in outside, inside, it was lit. So I love that. We were playing music all throughout. So those are my two songs that I'm adding.
Love that. So the song I'm going to add, one of them is Boo Thing, which is Verse Simmons verse, featuring Kelly Rowland. Okay. I haven't heard that song in a while. And I heard it. I was like, oh my God. I think it was on TikTok that I heard it. I was like, oh my gosh, such a tune. So that's the song I'm going to add. And then the next one I'm going to add, it came up on my Spotify radio. And it's a girl called Alan. And it's called When It's All Over. It's a good song as well. R&B tune. It is R&B. But yeah, those are two songs that I'm going to add to the playlist. So yeah, hope you guys enjoy those songs. Let us know if you like them, if you're vibing to them, tag us so you guys know that you're listening to the playlist. And yeah, that is the songs that we're going to add to the song of the week.
Brilliant.
Cool. So I know we're going to wrap up because time's short, guys. So the episode time ain't going to be as long as it normally is. But about that first dilemma, do you feel like, obviously, we've already given our advice on the situation, but when it comes to like your friends intervening in situations that you're in, how open are you to that? Like, do you give a pass to certain friends to be like, hey, you have the ability to like actually say this? And like, do you know what I mean? I don't know. I understand why the girls have reached out to us to some extent, but I'm also like, it's a bit... If I had that situation, if I was the girl and my friend did that, I don't know how I would actually take
it. As in her voice, her opinion, or her sending...
Sending the dilemma to another okay. place.
Yeah.
But then also, like, voicing her opinion where she's really told you, and obviously you clearly haven't wanted to take it on board.
I feel like we've kind of spoken about this before.
Mm.
I think my stance on... stuff like this has definitely changed over the last year.
Okay.
In terms of like people telling me stuff and things like that.
Mm.
But I still kind of stand still strong in the, if I told you about five times and you're not listening, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
There's only so much I can, if you're not going to listen, then that's fine. You can, it's your life. You make your own decisions.
Will you be there?
I will be there every time. I think that's where I've kind of changed. Before I was just like, you know, I'm never going to. But now I think I'm going to be there. Whether you're crying, tears of joy, tears of sadness and all that stuff, I'm still going to be there.
Yeah.
And I don't think I'll be person be like, oh, well, I told you so. Blah, blah, blah. I'm still just going to be a supportive friend because that's what I think a friendship or friend should be to someone. Yeah. But that's just my stance. What about you?
Sorry, what was the question?
Like in terms of like...
how would you feel
I give certain people a pass basically to tell
them? Yeah, but also how do you feel about that actual that dynamic in terms of someone coming to send something?
Oh no, please don't send my business to a dilemma. Thank you for the dilemma. It was very interesting. I wouldn't laugh about that. I wouldn't find it funny.
I'm not saying the friend should be annoyed at her friends. Like, if
no.
If that's something that you are fine with, like, not, just tell them next time.
I'm just talking about myself. I'm happy for my, and I expect to actually my friends to correct me and like tell me when they think I'm going in the wrong direction and like steer me on the right path. Like, I think that what's the point of having friends if they can't do that for you?
Yeah.
However, I do think there are certain topics that it's best coming from certain people.
Yeah.
And I think I've said this on the pod before, I'm not sure. But I'm the type of person where, like, if I saw a friend going through something and I had a strong opinion about it and it's something that it's just not sitting right with me. You know, sometimes you can be like, I don't really know how I feel about that situation, but I'm just going to leave it.
Yeah.
But you know, sometimes you're like, no, I need to actually say something.
Yeah.
I would rather go to a close, like their closest friend than have to address it with them.
Yeah.
Depending on like the relationship I have with them. And 100%. I think that that is, at least for me, that's what I would want other people to do for me as well. Like if we're cool, but we're not cool enough for you to be pulling me out on, pulling me up on certain things and go and address, like go to my best friend and tell her and she can address it.
Yeah,
and 100%. She will use her judgment to decide whether you're right or whether you're wrong or whether she should tell me or not. Or do you know what I mean? That's how I feel about it personally. But like you said, like I would still be there for my friends if, even if I said the same thing multiple times.
Yeah, no, I basically like co-sign everything you guys have said. But yeah, I think, I don't know, I do feel some, I would feel some type of way if I then come and see my dilemmas now on a pod. I would. I'm just being real. I know it's our pod and obviously it's great content. And also like, we do want to talk about these things.
Yeah.
But I would feel some type of way about it. That's me personally. Not everyone would.
Yeah.
And it's not like I'm going to cut off the friend. Like if it happened, I'll just tell them next time. Like, it's a one-time correction. Once you can't repeat it. It's not an offense that you can repeat twice. Yeah. I'd be like, okay, it's fine. Like, one and done. It's a one and done
but
situation.
Even if... Why is there even room to repeat? Why do you always have a story that could be on a podcast?
That could be on a podcast, it's even true. But even if I do, don't be repeating it. Do you know what I mean?
Imagine, they're like, so you've heard it on the first podcast and I sent it to 3 podcasts.
And the episodes are still loading week after week.
I may have read it yet. I don't know what to tell you.
Facts. I don't know when this one was sent as well, so you don't even know.
Shout out that situation.
But the second part of my question was, so like you just said now, you said maybe like your close friend, like there's certain leniences that you'll give where, okay, it has to come from this sort of person or this person has like the right to tell me about that.
Mm-hmm.
Have you decided that because of maybe how long your friendship has been with that person? Is it because you guys have gone through certain things or how do you decipher like, okay, this is the type of person that, or this is the person that I can actually hear something from? Is it their character or is it more the relationship you have with them or what is it that you use to decide that?
I think, are you asking
the friend that you would want to
hear? The friend that I would want to hear from.
Yes.
How have I decided that's the person I want
to
hear from?
Is it more how they deliver it to you? Is it more that you trust their opinion?
I think it's because if they're a close friend to me, they would know what I'm dealing with, if that makes sense. Like, I would have told them stuff before.
Yeah.
So them hearing that, them coming to me and telling me about the situation,
it's not,
they would already be privy.
Yeah.
Kind of privy, maybe not 100%, but they'd kind of be privy to
something.
And they would know how to handle me. Like, they would know what to say, what not to say, how to deal with, they would know me, basically. I think that's
what
it is.
So it's more about how they are in terms of delivering the message to you.
Yeah.
But not necessarily that you actually... Is it that you fully trust their judgment? Like,
I think, I think fully trust their judgment.
Yeah.
They're my friends, so clearly we have some sort of connection.
Yeah.
And the fact that they will probably be privy to some of the things that we've gone through in the past and things like that.
Yeah.
So they will know how to kind of handle the situation, or they know me basically. Yeah. So I would hope that they would be able to know how to deal with it, if that makes sense.
Makes sense.
What about you, Sharon?
Yeah, I think the same. Like, I think your point about context is actually so true because if you're not close to someone, they may not know other stuff that's going on in your life.
Yeah.
And that might not be the perfect time for them to start telling you off about the way that you've been acting the last.
Yeah.
It's like you don't even know that, like, I'm going through X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
So I think that that's really important. But then I think also what it's just like, if I've always had that relationship with you where, like, you and I always correct one another, then it's just, you're just naturally adept at doing that. If I've tried to correct a different friend before and then they've been really like standoffish, then don't come and correct me either.
That's
genuinely how
I feel.
It's a two-way thing. You can't always have the right to just bash me all the time and then when I try and correct you as well, it's like, no, I don't want to hear that. So I think for me, I'd rather you just go to my best friend because I've just always always had that kind of relationship.
Makes sense. I just want to discuss that because when I did the situation, I was like, if it was me, yo. Anyway, we are all different. I'm crying. But anyway, guys, that's it for today's episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And as always, make sure you guys follow us on our socials. That is BTSpod_ on Twitter, on Instagram, and on TikTok. Make sure you guys follow us on our subscribe to our YouTube channel. That is the BTS Podcast. And like we said before, we are performing live at the O2 Shepherd's Bush.
Performing. We're going to be dancing.
We're going to be dancing, performing, doing all that kind of stuff. On Sunday, the 10th of December, 2023. The links to the show will be in our description below. They're basically almost sold out. So please make sure you grab them. Mm-hmm. And we'll hope to see you guys there as well. And yeah, just thank you so much for the love. Keep on subscribing. Keep on sharing. And we will see you guys in our next episode.
Bye. Bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.